Stuart Pink
on Phoenix FM.
New music from Harry and the Chicks, Miss Oblivious on Phoenix FM Drive, and joining me in the studio to make sure I'm not Mr. Oblivious and keep me updated is Ian Brasher from Chelmsford Business Partnerships. Hello, Ian.
Hey, Stu. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all good. I'm sort of enjoying getting back at the swing of it after all the days.
Yeah, same here.
You've been away, have you?
You've been away, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Where'd you go?
Gran Canaria.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, 2 weeks in the sunshine.
Did you, I feel like, is it there? They have lots of parrots. I feel like I've seen lots of parrots on the T-shirts.
Didn't notice any.
No.
But there were certainly lots of colours. The middle Saturday that we were there was their main carnival. It's a pride-type carnival. And it was amazing. We sat on a wall watching all of the floats basically get filled up by all of the revelers. And it was like two to three hours of just watching hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people walking down the road.
Amazing.
Costumes, amazing. And we let the first lot of floats go off. And then we started following the carnival procession. And it was such a great atmosphere. All credit to the people out there, how they arranged it. No trouble. It was such a well-humoured event, absolutely fabulous.
Nice, and I see you're still wearing one of those outfits today.
Thank you very much. One of my deck tier shirts, yeah.
I'm pleased you had a nice time. I went to sunny Cornwall. There was no parades, but there was no parrots either, actually. They did have seagulls.
Ice cream.
Yes, very nice ice cream.
Brilliant ice cream down there.
Indeed, good pasties, all the usual, you know. You know, what, you've been there before.
Oh, yes.
Good to catch up. I missed you last time. What's been happening since I last saw you? Blimey, there was a big fundraiser for Ukraine.
The business show.
Yes.
Yes. What with the holidays, we've still got to capture the last of the costs. But so far, the profits are amounting to £4,200.
Wow.
So we know there's some to come off of that. We're not quite sure exactly how much. It depends on some of the last minute things that happened, and we've got to catch up with the guys in the next 10 days because we want to get it finalised. We want to get it kind of out there published, and we want to get the money distributed to both local and national sources. So we know pretty much where we want it to go, it's just brilliant the way in which everyone came together. So many different types of businesses came along. We had, I think, just one duplication. We had two accountancy firms in the exhibition hall. Other than that, every single business type was different.
Wow. A whole varied...
Yeah, so there were 32 different types of businesses.
Blimey. Wow, what was the most random type of business? I'm trying to think of one.
We had a professional speaking coach and presenter there from kind of one end, and we had someone making leather, selling weather goods. Yeah, so if you want some good leather goods, look up Mythic Leatherworks on Facebook or Instagram, and you'll find her, and she does loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Lots of different things. She sold some stuff at the show as well because she makes custom-made belts.
Nice.
There was one really interesting stand was from a company called Sourced Associates, who, as you might guess, are an outsourcing company doing all sorts of support. And they had one of those little mini golf mats.
Oh, wow.
So you were invited to kind of... Go thread your golf ball through the well-placed bunkers and try and get a hole in one. I didn't bother. I'm just no good. I don't know. I'll have to get in touch with Charlotte and find out. But
wasn't there a golf tournament going as well?
It's a Players Lounge, isn't it?
Yeah, the Players Lounge, yeah. Funnily enough, no one actually took that up. So,
I was hoping to find out who's going to win.
Yeah, no,
presented with a trophy. Yeah.
This is it. I mean, we had so much interest actually in the exhibition hall. No one got round there.
There's no time for the golf.
Well, yeah, this is it. I mean, in many ways we're really pleased with how everything went. I mean, you know, we sent out a survey and stuff, and the two last questions were: if you're an attendee, how likely would you be to attend again? And we put kind of not likely, not sure, likely, very likely, and definitely. And the same for the exhibition stall holders. And the worst response we got was one that said likely. Oh, everyone else was either very likely or definitely.
Well received.
So, yeah, definitely got formula right. And there's still things that we want to improve upon, because some of the other questions on the survey, you know, was what do you think could have been better for you, da 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 da, and you can never necessarily get placement right for people. That seems to be a common complaint, probably too strong a word, but negative comment back.
Sticky point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people want this, some people want that.
Well, the guys that were doing the putting probably wanted to be on a bit of a hill.
A bit of a hill, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Too flat, too easy.
I don't think we could have dreamt that it would go as good as it did.
Nice.
But the lessons that we've learned will stand us in good stead for the next one. And there will be a next one. We just got to work out when.
Excellent, excellent. You've got dates for that diary. You can give us in a moment.
Yes, and of course we had the big announcement, which you missed.
I know. Yes. Yes. So what is this? We're having a change of sorts.
A change. Yes. So the big change is we are moving from Chelmsford Business Partnerships to Essex Business Partnerships.
Oh, thank God, because I say it wrong every time. I mean, it's a mouthful, isn't it? So. So I've just got used to saying Chelmsford Business Partnerships.
And now you're going to be saying Essex Business Partnerships.
Okay, right. I'll have to write it down somewhere and stick it on the walls.
I mean, it just so happens that you know, pretty much all of the meetings that we have so far are, funnily, within the Chelmsford postcode district. Because we've got here in Brentwood, we've got Borum in the middle of Chelmsford itself, Billericay, they're all Chelmsford postcodes.
Yeah, in the hood.
It just so happens that with that we've got three new venues coming pretty soon. One's going to be in Southend, one's going to be in Chingford.
Excellent.
And one is going to be Great Dunmow.
Oh, nice. So you're expanding across the county.
Yes, the county is going to become a smaller place for us.
Excellent. It's a small world works world, isn't it? Everyone can connect with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that we did as a first last month is we had our first event at the old Ford offices, now called Wally HQ.
Oh, nice.
So we had a networking lunch there. The guys at Wally HQ very kindly offered us the kind of main mingling area. And it worked well for everybody. People were buying coffee from the coffee shop. There was a nice place to do a presentation. They did some guided tours of the types of properties that there were there. And brilliant, you know. So we're just trying to arrange the next date for there. He says, hastily looking at his phone, just in case the next date has come through. No, it hasn't. But there we go. But it's going to fit into the rest of the schedule.
Yeah.
So it's a normal thing, you know. First Wednesday, second Tuesday, second Friday, etc. However,
that was a big capital. However,
yes, because the 1st of July is on a Wednesday.
Oh right.
Oh, it was on a Wednesday.
I was going to say it was.
Yeah, we've had to kind of move around one of the.
I thought the 1st of July was a Friday.
1st of July was a Friday. Yes, sorry. Yeah. Yes. We had to move around one. So next Wednesday is the networking at Patch, just around the corner from Metrolink and stuff, just around the back of the High Street in Springfield Road. That's next Wednesday lunchtime. The breakfast just across the road here at Brentwood Town Football Club is on the 12th. That's an early start. That's your 7:30 start.
Oh, that's early breakfast, isn't it?
But you do get lovely, lovely bagels.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
Get there early to get
your lovely bagels.
Fair enough.
Then on the 15th, this is the one that's moved, the 15th is the lunch at the Six Bells Pub in Ballroom.
Nice.
Very nice. We might even be back out in the marquee, not sure yet. We'll have to wait and see.
See what the weather's doing.
On the 26th is our current evening event at the offices of Action Coach, and that's at the back of the Allsitt Hall Hotel. Park in the car park, park at the back, a little walkway, and their offices are on the right. Always thanks to the guys at Action Coach, Mark and the crew, for making their offices available for us. The last one for this month is the 28th of July, that Thursday morning. Again, it's another breakfast. Back at the Players Lounge for their in-house succulent breakfast sandwiches. They are gorgeous.
Ooh. Are they good, are they?
Oh, they're good.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. You take off for that one as well?
they normally do have the simulators on, yeah.
Nice. After the sandwich.
Yeah, well, you probably have to have a word with Steve, see if you can swap shifts and go along.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what time's that breakfast though? Is that an early one?
7:30.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Better be a good sandwich for that time.
I think this is the thing. Wherever we go, we do always like to make sure that people get good value for what they pay for.
Nice.
In our mind, there's nothing worse than paying for something that you go, ugh. Now, having said that, when we go to Patch, the lunch that we give there is sausage rolls, but they're Greg's sausage rolls.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And there is nothing, as far as I'm concerned, I'm sorry, but there is nothing better than a Greg's sausage roll.
They're pretty good.
They are pretty good.
Yeah, you can get those other ones. Is it Peter's?
The ones with the green logo on the packaging. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's just not, like you say.
Well, it might be a toss-up between them two.
Yeah, well, I've just come back from Cornwall. I mean, none of them.
Oh, yeah, the big
Greg's
down there.
A criminal word down there. Amazing. So, loads of events going on. What do you get if you go along to one of these events? If you've never been before and you're a local business and you're going, that Chelmsford Business Partnership Essex Business Partnerships to be sounds great. What do you get other than a lovely breakfast or lunch?
You actually get invited into a community that is designed to help you. That's what you get. The buzzwords of the organisation haven't changed. It's still connect, communicate, collaborate. That's the idea. You get to meet people that are helpful to you or someone that you know, so that the local business community grows. That's the whole idea of it. You know, we're just at the end of our first year now, and we smashed our first membership target. We tried to get 100 people in our first year.
Yeah.
We got 107.
Oh, well done. Well done.
So we're just kind of building on that success, and by opening more events, you know, we're hoping to match some of our existing members with new members. And that's the whole idea of everything that we do, is we're trying to get people together that are good for each other.
Yeah. Matchmaking for businesses.
Yeah, it's matchmaking
like
for
Tinder
businesses.
Without the complications.
Oh dear. There's so much reticence out there to actually go and ask for help. Mm. And if you go along to one of the events that we give, there's very often some kind of a short educational talk. There's one on Wednesday at Patch that someone is giving, and you never know what's at the back of someone's mind is saying, oh, I wish I'd known more about this, or I wish I knew more about that. And that's what you're look, what we are trying to second guess all the time is what is it that, that people are wanting to hear about. So, of course, one of the things that's really tricky at the moment is money. Everyone is trying to make their money go as far as possible.
Cut cloths. Yeah, yeah.
And so for some, sometimes it's about trying to get a better deal because they've got a loan for a particular thing and they want to try and get a better deal for that loan. And there's plenty of people out there, but you can't always get access to them.
Or find a local supplier.
Yeah.
You need to know someone who knows that person rather than...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when people come along, you know, that's one of the things we always ask them, what is it that you would like to know about? What is it that if you could wave a magic wand that you could get right tomorrow? And that's where we kind of go out and invite people in to try and get the right... right people to come and talk and let people know what they know.
Share the knowledge.
Share the knowledge, share the love.
Share the sandwich. Oh, no, don't share the sandwich.
No, we can provide one for a couple of pennies.
Fair enough. Sounds reasonable. Lovely. So where can people find out more information, Ian, and join?
Well, as we are still rebranding, unfortunately, all of the information is still on the Chelmsford Business Partnerships name. So look up Chelmsford Business Partnerships on both Facebook and LinkedIn. There are groups there that you can like and follow and see the information from members as it comes out. The website is still chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk, and on there is a link to the current events that I just kind of run through. Or if you want to get the information firsthand as to when they come out, then log on to Eventbrite, look up Chelmsford Business Partnerships, follow the page, and then you will get information of the new events as and when they come out.
Be first to receive the news.
Absolutely.
It's like a really good subscription.
Yes, and it's free.
Oh, amazing.
Yes, yes, the early bird gets the free worm.
The free worm.
Yeah.
Free worms? No one's giving away free worms anymore. Amazing. Excellent. And, of course, you can listen to this all online at phoenixfm.com with links to the websites, whether it's Chelmsford Business Partnerships or Essex Business Partnerships. I'll even update it when it changes.
Well done, young man.
Look at that. 10 out of 10. Ian, thanks so much. We'll see you again soon. And good luck with the golf tournament when it comes around.
Yes, thank you.
And save me a sandwich.
Yes, indeed. See you later, Stu.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.